Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like solid. Right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, young Connor. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Are you alive?
Yes. Poke him.
Kind of alive. I mean, God is good, you know. So.
Karen, you act like someone who's reluctant to be awake.
Yeah, you know.
I've been moving all weekend. I was up till like midnight moving.
Oh, so you I'm moved?
Just, yeah,
well,
new apartment.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that. And
I know, man.
He's half awake.
Yeah. Which half?
The fun side.
Yeah, there we go.
The slap happy side when you get too awake and you just keep going.
Yeah. Well, good morning. And that's Sandy Williams. Hey, Sandy, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right.
How was the weekend, man?
My weekend was okay, but, you know, the Grim Reaper was out there all weekend. I opened up the paper every day, and somebody I liked and knew from movies or whatever passed away, including someone we were talking about before we went on the air.
You know, Sandy... It's over the last, I don't know. Well, and it happens, man. You know, the evil consequences of time catch up with all of us.
Mother Nature is a predator.
Yeah. And
she's after me and she's after you.
Well, and you know what? She's always going to be the winner.
Yeah.
Nobody. Nothing living. What are the big sequoias in California?
Yeah.
You know, and they say, well, they've lived for, what, 400, 500 years. They'll come to an end, too, someday, right?
Sure, the giant tortoises, all these things that live long lives, but lives are defined by the beginning and the end.
Sandy, you're sounding like the Grim Reaper.
Ooh.
We better hurry up and move off of that.
Yeah.
It's Monday morning.
I am death.
We don't want to run people away before we even get started. Connor's laughing. He's saying, what are these old guys talking about? Yeah, and I was telling Connor.
I'm laughing because Sandy just said he's death.
I am death. Well, that was the meaning of Monty Python, the meaning of life, one of my favorite movies.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Monty.
Yeah.
It's good.
You know, Sandy, I wanted to talk about Bill Russell. And Bill Russell was just an icon. You know, they use the terms icon, the term icon a lot. And there are people, they say, well, they're iconic. You know, Betty White was an icon when they talked about, you know, actresses and those things, lived to be almost 99 years old. And she was still moving around, still had her reasonable portion of her mind. And so you look at those kind of people, you say they're iconic. Because she still was Betty White, right?
Yeah.
You know, all the way to 99 years old. And then you look at a guy like Bill Russell. And
well, yeah, my feeling about Bill Russell is he was always such a likable personality. You know, a guy from San Francisco State or wherever, San Francisco University, and playing in the, I think probably started in the late 50s with Boston. Boston's a blue-collar town. They didn't, you know, the blue-collar folks there were very racist, particularly in the civil rights period. He played through all that. You know, I still, to this day, I was watching replays over the weekend of interviews with Bill Russell, and he had the most contagious laugh. I mean, when he laughed, you liked him. You know, you could tell he loved life, and he was great at communicating with people. He was a great basketball player, and he was one of the first unselfish basketball players. Here was this guy who was famous, and he was never famous for scoring a lot of points. He blocked lots of shots. He was a super effective center, but he was never he never was a team in terms of like Will Chamberlain, for instance. And yet he used to get the best of Will Chamberlain as often as not.
You know, Sandy, nobody can ever. You know, I can't make a statement that I can't corroborate, but I would say that you never heard one negative thing about Bill Russell.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, throughout all of it, and he was in the public eye.
Well, and then he coached, and he was, you know.
Player coach for 3 years.
Yeah.
But he, commentator.
Yeah.
But what it was nobody ever said negative things about that man, and with all the other things that he accomplished, the fact that in the public eye, nobody said anything bad about him at a time when the civil rights struggle and all those things was going on, and he put his basketball career on the line by publicly speaking out and joining forces with other athletes, i.e. Muhammad Ali, when Muhammad Ali did not want to go, a.k.a. Cassius Clay, did not want to go to Vietnam, and they stripped him of his title. Bill Russell, at the height of his fame, supported Cassius Clay, a.k.a. Muhammad Ali, at that time. And he wasn't alone, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, some others, but he did that. He didn't have to do it, and he spoke about those issues, and yet it didn't stick to him. And I think it was because he was the beloved Bill Russell, right?
Well, I think everything he did seemed to personify the kind of guy, an unselfish team player, played really hard. He was a hard playing. He played defense, and he just committed himself entirely to the whole process.
Yeah.
And I think everybody loved him. I think his opponents loved him.
That's true. And the other part of it, Sandy, is what he never got a lot of credit for. Well, I didn't hear people talking about it. Was he was a great athlete?
Yeah. Well, he was a high jumper.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, he was a high jumper, I think. But when he was going to San Francisco, I think so.
Yeah. So there's a guy, 6'9", 6'10", that's a high jumper.
Yeah.
So you put that together with basketball and a guy 6'9", 6'10", and a high jumper, and you got to get a shot over him.
Right.
You know, he blocked so many shots, Bill Russell did, but Sandy, he was just a better human being than he was an athlete. And in the end, that should be what we're measured by, right? Yeah. I mean, I think there were greater basketball players. No question, as great a basketball player as he was, when they talk about great basketball players of his era, they're going to always say Wilt Chamberlain, the guy who scored 100 points in a game, and a guy who was just so dominating because he was just such a heck of a 7 feet two, you know, 300-pound specimen. Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you look in the annals of basketball history, certainly Bill Russell with, I don't know, 8, 9 championships.
He had 11 during his entire 11. Career. Yeah.
So that'll never, ever, ever, ever be repeated. So, you know, that's the kind of guy he was. And, you know, I'll always remember him because, as you stated, that infectious laugh that he had.
Yeah.
And a guy that's larger than life. But, you know, everybody, as we stated earlier, is going to have to go that route. But the thing about him is, I was listening to his daughter respond about his career. And she said that he had heaven here on earth. And so, you know, if a guy like that, and you know, and Sandy, what I think he came up. As a matter of fact, I'm not absolutely sure, but I'm almost would bet a dollar to a dime that he didn't come up in a family that had wealth. You know, he certainly came up during hard times and was able to do something great.
No, actually, I'm Googling him as you talk because I'm trying to figure out all of this stuff. He was born in West Monroe, Louisiana.
Yeah, so he's poor.
Yeah, he's surely born poor.
Yeah, yeah. And the fact that he was able to, you know, accomplish all the things that he accomplished is amazing. And they'll be talking about him for some time to come. You know, they don't put statues up to, you know, your average Joes. Bill Russell has earned his place in the Hall of Athletics, Hall of Fame. And, you know, and he was just a wee bit before I got to see kind of the tail end of his career. And maybe the last 6 years or so, where I understood what was going on with him, but I was a fan of Wilt Chamberlain more so than I was Bill Russell, and so I would spend more time focusing on Wilt Chamberlain than I did Bill Russell. But the more I got to see him, here's a man, Sandy, who was famous for not being the greatest scorer. You know, he didn't care whether he scored a lot of points. He was able to create all of that he created, probably only averaging, I don't know, when you look it up and see how many points he averaged, he probably didn't average any more than 15, 16 points.
I think, no, it said his highest season average was 19 points.
Oh, 19 points.
So that was, you know, that was not his career average. That was the highest he ever averaged in a season. So,
right.
No, his career average was lower. No, he was all about team and defense. And yet he made the team. You know, I mean, I don't mean made the team. I mean,
no, I know what you mean.
Made the team what it was.
Yeah, and Red Auerbach knew that. You know,
he won two. San Francisco won two national championships when he was playing.
Yeah. So I mean, just the evil consequences of time. This past weekend, as always, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
Yeah.